Hey family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is from 2 Chronicles chapter 31. And let's listen for the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you continue protecting us. May you continue guiding us. May you forgive us, Father Almighty. May you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us and to come and be with us in everything that we do, Father. We pray that may you bless the works of our hands, Father. All our programs and all our dreams that we aspire, put them unto you, Father, because you see that if we ask, we shall receive. If we knock, we shall open the door. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, Almighty King of Kings, may you heal them. Stretch your healing hand upon them and touch them so that they may come back and worship you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that is your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. When all the people had ended, when all this had ended, the Israelites who were there went out to the towns of Judah, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. They destroyed the high places and built altars throughout Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh. After they had destroyed all of them, the Israelites returned to their own towns and to their own property. Hezekiah assigned the priests and Levites to divisions, each of them according to their duties, as priests or Levites, to offer burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, to minister, to give thanks, and to sing praises at the gates of the Lord's dwelling. The king contributed from his own possession for the morning and evening burnt sacrifices, and for the burnt offerings on the Sabbath, at the new moons and at the appointed festivals, as written in the law of Moses. He ordered the people living in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and Levites, who could also devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order went out, the Israelites generously gave out their first fruits of their grain, new wine, olive oil, and honey and oil, the fields and all that the fields produced. They brought a great amount of tithe of everything. The people of Israel and Judah who lived in the towns of Judah also brought a tithe of their herds and flocks and a tithe of the holy things dedicated to the Lord, the God, and they piled them in heaps. They began doing this in the third month and finished in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and his officials came and saw the heaps, they praised the Lord and blessed his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the priests and the Levites about the heaps, and Azariah, the chief priest from the family of Zadok, answered, "Since the people began to bring their contributions to the temple of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and plenty to spare, because the Lord has blessed his people and his great amount is left over." Hezekiah gave orders to the storerooms in the temple of the Lord, and this was done. Then they faithfully brought in the contributions and tithe dedicated gifts. Conaniah, a Levite who was the overseer in charge of these gifts, and his brother Shimei was next in rank. Jehiel, Ahaziah, and Nahath, Ashel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Elil, Ishmael, and Mahath, and Benaniah were assistants of Conaniah and Shimei, his brother. All these served by appointment of the king of Hezekiah and Azariah, the official in charge of the Lord's temple. Kor, son of Imna, the Levite, keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings given to the Lord, distributing the contributions made to the Lord and also the consecrated gifts. Eden, Menahemim, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shekaniah assisted him faithfully in the towns of the priests, contributing to their fellow priests according to their divisions, young and old alike. In addition, they distributed to the males 3 years old or more, whose names were genealogically in the records. All who would enter the temple of the Lord to perform the daily tasks of their various tasks according to their responsibilities and their divisions. And they distributed the priests enrolled by the families in their genealogical records and likewise to the Levites 20 years old or above. According to the responsibilities and their divisions, they included all the little ones, the wives, and the sons and daughters of the whole community listed in these genealogical records, for they were faithful in consecrating themselves. As for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who lived on the farmland around their towns or in any other towns, men were dedicated by name to dedicate portions to every male among them and to all who were recorded in the genealogies of the Levites. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God in everything that he undertook in the service of the God's temple and in obedience to the law and commands. He sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. And this is the end of our wonder chapter. I just have two messages like this, just two, that I want us to share. The first one comes from verse 5. And what does it say? It says, as soon as the order went out, the Israelites generously gave the first fruits of their grain, new wine, olive oil, and honey, and all that the fields produced. They brought a great amount, a tithe of everything. Amen. Here we see that the king requesting the Israelites to start offering to the Lord. And the Bible tells us that as soon as the proclamation was made, what happened? These people gave generously. And that is just the word that I want us to highlight today. Generously. Giving willingly. Giving from the bottom of your heart. You see, like so many days nowadays, Christians give not because they want to give, but because they are compelled to give. I'm not saying there's someone who out there who forces you to give, but sometimes some circumstances, you know, you see someone giving and you're like, let me also give. What will they say about me if I don't give? You know, let me do A, B, and C. Let me give because so-and-so has given. Let me give because I haven't given in so long. We do not give generously. We do not give because we want to give. We give because situations are forcing us. And that is really very wrong. The Bible is telling us that that is not right. We ought to give from the bottom of our hearts. We ought to give for a reason. We don't just give because we want to give. Let it come from the bottom of your heart. Some people give. And today we see like the Israelites giving their new wine, their first fruits, the best of the best. Some people really offer some things to the Lord and you really wonder. I'm not saying that the Lord expects certain offerings. No. I'm not really saying that. But there are some people who give their worst. They look for their worst and that is what they give. But really, the Lord is giving you the best of the best and you want to reward him by giving him your worst. It's really not right. Once we decide to give to the Lord or once we decide to give for a good cause, let it come from our hearts. Let it come deep down from our hearts and in that way God will bless us. But if you just are doing it because so-and-so is doing it, trust me, that's a wasted offering. It's a wasted offering. So the message that I want us to pick comes from verse 21. In everything that he undertook in the service of the God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commandments, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. Amen. This verse 21 contains so many beautiful messages. The first one, that in everything that we do, especially in the service of the law, let us do it with obedience. Amen. Let us do this with obedience. I've always preached about obedience, obedience. I think you're even tired of listening. And let us learn to seek the Lord. And once we have done all this, let us devote ourselves wholeheartedly. Let us work wholeheartedly. You decide to say, today I'm going to clean the church. Don't do it to impress the people there. Do it because you are doing it for the Lord. You have always been praying, oh Lord, make me this and this. And once the Lord puts you in that position, don't do it because you are doing a job to survive. Do it because you're doing it for Lord. Do it wholeheartedly. And the Bible tells us that if we do so, we shall be prosperous. Everyone wants to hear you'll be prosperous. Everyone wants to hear you'll be prosperous. I proclaim prosperity in your life. But people do not want to, you know, work for it. But people think it just falls. No. The Bible is telling us today that if we serve the Lord wholeheartedly and we seek Him and we follow His commands and be obedient, then we shall be prosperous. Stop looking for prosperity. The Bible has today answered your question. The Bible today has given you a way of how you can be prosperous. And that's what I had for you today. I want you to get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 31. What do you understand? What do you get? What comes across your mind? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithallan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lord, we're going to thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for all the times that you have been there for us. I want to thank you for blessing us and for this wonderful message, Father. For all the times that we have not given wholeheartedly, Father. For all the times that we have not given from the bottom of our hearts. Father, I pray that may you forgive us. May you fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we may be filled with the spirit of giving and that we give generously for the development of your kingdom. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.